Imagine actually loving everything you have in your closet. I'm getting a little closer to that experience the more I get from Honeylove. I've learned I can really rely on the comfort, fit, quality, and look of Honeylove no matter what. And it seems like they think of everything we might want but didn't know existed. The Legging 2.0, for example, has it all. Comfort, function, and style. Smooth, soft fabric, hidden shaping panels that make me feel extra supported and confident, sheer-proof fabric so I have no worries, side pockets for the convenience I need, a super cute look, and more. And I love that I can wear them out and about, around the house, or to work out. And Honeylove addresses all of the typical complaints about bras and shapewear, too. All of Honeylove's products make everything I wear feel better. So yes, Honeylove has you covered for the everyday look, workouts, weddings, and more. Go check it out. Treat yourself to the best bras, shapewear, leggings, and more on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/newsworthy. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off, honeylove.com/newsworthy. After your purchase, they ask you where you heard about them, so please support our show and tell them we sent you. Treat yourself to Honeylove because you deserve it. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. Thank you so much for listening. Today, the big story. A historic meeting between President Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. What happened and what happens next? Plus, Uber wants to know if you're drunk and IHOP's name change. All that and much, much more in less than 10 minutes. I'm Erica Mandy. Today is Tuesday, June 12th. You ready? Let's do this. History has officially been made. After all that back and forth, President Trump and Kim Jong-un met face to face. It's the first time a sitting U.S. president and North Korean leader have met in person. There were a lot of photo ops, compliments, and 5 hours of talks, and even a signed agreement. Now President Trump said the two have a special bond and that he absolutely will invite Kim to the White House. And before that, President Trump also told reporters the series of meetings were, quote, really fantastic and, quote, better than anyone could have expected. Kim Jong-un said there will be challenges, but they will work together. And he thanked President Trump. It all started with a handshake in front of cameras Tuesday morning, Singapore time. Then the two leaders met briefly just with the two of them and their translators. And then it opened up to some of their advisors. They had a working lunch, a couple strolls together, and an unscheduled signing. Yes, both men signed a document that says North Korea will commit working towards denuclearization. TBD, what that will actually mean in practice? One expert called the agreement weaker than expected, but said it could still be a success if it leads to more talks and less tension. And there will be surely more opinions coming out later today. As for the meeting itself, experts told CNN it is in fact historic, but also chilling, that it will be viewed in North Korea as the moment the U.S. treated North Korea as an equal, especially because the two countries' flags were side by side. Because don't forget here, North Korea is a brutal regime known to have concentration camps in the country and even executing certain members of its family. Expect a lot more analysis throughout the day and many more details to be revealed. Especially tonight, President Trump is expected to give his first interview about the summit to his friend, Fox News host Sean Hannity. That is expected to air tonight on Fox News. Also of note, former NBA star Dennis Rodman showed up in Singapore and he gave an emotional interview on CNN. Although President Trump has said he wasn't specifically invited. But in the interview, he was weeping. He said, quote, today is a great day. Remember, Rodman first went to North Korea back in 2013 and has visited many times since, and he faced a lot of backlash for becoming friends with a dictator. President Trump's top economic advisor was apparently on his way to Singapore when he had a heart attack last night. The good news? He's apparently doing okay. The White House says it was a mild heart attack and he's in good condition. It was a split vote, 5-4, but the U.S. Supreme Court has made another decision. This one about who is allowed to vote, or rather, who can't. Basically, the decision means it's okay that Ohio kicked thousands of its registered voters off the voting rolls. Or in other words, if you don't use it, you lose it. If voters skip a few elections and then don't respond to a notice they get, they would then need to re-register to vote. Supporters say this helps keep the integrity of the ballot, making sure the state's voter registration lists stay up to date. But civil rights groups say the court should actually be trying to make it easier for people to vote, not harder. It's especially a hot issue in Ohio because it's a big swing state that can sometimes determine the outcome of presidential elections. We will get to several more news stories to know today, but first, have you ever wondered what it's really like to work in another field? Now you can know with our sponsor, Day in the Life Podcast. This show takes you behind the scenes as the host talks with guests in a variety of careers, from a cybersecurity manager to a Hollywood actress.
Sometimes you have to have the slingshot effect. You have to go backwards in order to be able to take quantum leaps forward.
Go to dayinthelifepodcast.com or search Day in the Life wherever you listen to podcasts. All right, back to the news. Will AT&T be allowed to buy Time Warner? A judge will make the call today. Block the deal or give the green light? The Justice Department has argued it should be blocked, that these are two huge companies that will hurt competition if they join forces. But the two companies say it's needed to compete with big digital companies like Netflix. If the deal does go through, we are talking about movie studios, TV channels, and cell phone networks and more, all under one roof, one company. Because Time Warner owns Warner Brothers, HBO, and CNN, just to name a few. And AT&T is, of course, a telecom giant. To be continued. Uber wants to know when you're drunk, and it may be getting the technology to do it. CNN and The Verge report, Uber filed for a patent to use artificial intelligence to know how you typically use the Uber app and then notice when things are off. Then, if you're drunk, it may warn the Uber driver or not allow you to take shared rides with other passengers. But keep in mind, Uber just wants a patent at this point. It's not something the Uber app is actually doing right now. Yes, there will likely be a Game of Thrones prequel, as in it'll be set in time, meant to be years before the current GOT. But it's not set in stone yet. HBO is reportedly considering a few different scripts and has asked at least one script to be made into a pilot episode. Still, no guarantees. The author and GOT mastermind said in a blog post that he votes for it to be called The Long Night, but he doesn't actually think HBO will go for that. Of course, this will all come after the eighth and final season of the current Game of Thrones, the original. It drops next year. For now, IHOP changed its name to IHOB with a B. Yes, it's probably a marketing tactic, and for now, it seems to be working. People are talking about it. Time reports the International House of Pancakes, IHOP, said the B in IHOB is for burgers, because IHOP is now offering burgers at its restaurant. Well, Burger King got in on the marketing action and changed its name on Twitter to Pancake King. Get it? And that's it. Thanks so much again for listening and sharing the Newsworthy. If you want to read more about any of the news stories mentioned in today's episode, just go to the homepage of thenewsworthy.com. From there, click episodes and find today's date. The Newsworthy is ready for you to listen every weekday by 4 in the morning Eastern Time, so we will chat again tomorrow. Have a great day.